For the past six decades or more, the standard approach to urban expansion across America has been an elaborate Ponzi scheme. So says Charles Marone, an engineer, planner, and president of the nonprofit Strong Towns. He's in Santa Rosa this week as part of a boot camp for local officials on rethinking the city's approach to new development. And a starting point is recognizing that the post-war paradigm of hugely horizontal growth is economically unsustainable.
While the old pattern tended to produce places that financially were really, really productive, you had a lot of tax base and a lot of revenue for very little public expense. Now we have miles and miles of roads, miles and miles of pipe, things spread out over a long distance, and the ratio of private investment to public investment is completely altered. There's a lot more public investment in play for every dollar of private investment that you get.
To make matters worse, Marone adds, cities everywhere are also taking on future debts they may never be able to cover.
A corporation, when they take on a long-term liability, has to note that on their balance sheet. Cities don't do that. And so a city can say, we promise that 25 years from now, we'll go out and fix that road. And at that point in time, it's going to cost $3 million. The city doesn't reflect that anywhere. That's not on any financial statement. That's not part of the analysis of approving that development. So the city gets a short-term sugar high of cash in exchange for this long-term obligation.
One way to break out of this cycle, suggests Joe Minicozzi, principal in the Urban 3 analytics firm and co-presenter in the boot camp sessions, is for residents as well as elected officials to adopt a more business-like perspective.
A citizen is a shareholder in a city and a county. There's a financial cash flow of how that operates. There's revenues that have to come in and there's expenses that you have to pay. It's fairly typical. We see a large spike coming out of the downtown. The railroad district does incredibly well for how small it is. So those are the pieces of the community that are actually super productive.
More attention should be paid, he says, to the less productive properties that are already connected to municipal services. And he doesn't just mean empty lots.
Between downtown and the Santa Rosa Marketplace area, you leave downtown and it almost just falls apart immediately. You have all those waves of first growth and second growth suburbia that's now bombed out, and you've replaced it with a newer shiny model further out, which is actually okay. It's productive, but everything between it and the downtown is not so productive. So how do you focus on that? And that's that infill conversation, because you have all this super expensive infrastructure right there against real estate that's not really producing its fair share to cover that cost.
In their three free public presentations on these interlocking issues this week, as applied to Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, Marone says the intent is not to offer specific alternatives for local decision makers, but rather to try and redirect their discussions into some new directions.
It's very clear that the way we've built doesn't generate enough wealth to actually sustain itself over the long term. That's a tipping point for American culture, because we've put so much of our identity into this way of living and interacting with each other that it's a very hard thing to consider doing something else. Our narrative is essentially pulling up the hood and showing them things in a way they haven't looked at before and explaining to them, look, you are a good, honest, hardworking person who's trying to make this work, but here's why it's not.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.